Hello, Food for Thought listeners. Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau here. I hope you have been enjoying the latest podcast episodes. I've heard from a lot of you about the buying in or selling out episode, and I really appreciate how helpful it's been for so many of you, and I encourage you to continue sharing it. It really accomplished what I always set out to do, which is to help you make sense of what's happening in this world as it relates to animals, and of course, in this case, to make sense of the number of meat and dairy corporations who are buying or investing in vegan companies. I've also heard from a number of you who said the interview with Paul Shapiro about clean meat definitely clarified some misconceptions about cellular agriculture. And of course, a number of you sent even more love after hearing the 12-year love letter episode. So thank you for all of that. While I work on some new content for Food for Thought, namely being vegan and zero waste, plastic-free, a quest that I am pursuing, I have a new entomology podcast episode for you called Don't Get Fleeced or Pull the Wool Over Your Eyes, expressions from the hair of sheep. A lot of you have asked about those expressions, the verb to fleece, to con someone, how that relates to sheep or animals, and fleece of the coat of a sheep, pull the wool over your eyes, wool gathering, some other expressions like to dye in the wool or for something to be dyed in the wool or to go against the wool, etc. So there's much to talk about on this new episode. So I hope you'll head over to Entomology Podcast and certainly subscribe to it. Again, everywhere you listen to podcasts, please share it and of course enjoy it. Your support makes both of these podcasts possible. So even if you don't think a few dollars a month will help, consider the fact that you're subsidizing the support of someone who can't afford it or who is a student. So head to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau or just go to joyfulvegan.com and click on the donate button to make your contribution. $10 a month, which is only a few pennies a day, gets you the written transcripts to each and every episode. And one thing to remind you of, it's 2018, which means it's an election year. The Political Action Committee I co-founded has a lot of work to do to support animal-friendly elected officials and animal-friendly legislation. Your support of the East Bay Animal PAC means that exponentially we can support candidates to get into office who are going to pass animal-friendly legislation and be a voice for animals locally. So please consider becoming a member of the East Bay Animal PAC, even if you don't live in the East Bay. You're supporting a PAC that puts animal-friendly legislators into positions of power, who may one day be your state legislator, who may one day be your president of the United States. That's how this works. You can go to eastbayanimalpac.org and become a member. You'll see how to do so right there on the homepage. We made our first endorsement supporting the re-election campaign of our district attorney, Nancy O'Malley, who's doing a ton to help animals, both human and non-human, especially those who are victims of violence and domestic abuse. So again, visit eastbayanimalpac.org for more details. So thanks for listening. I have to get back to work on the next Food for Thought podcast episode. So enjoy Entomology Podcast. In the meantime, changing the way we talk and think about other animals.